chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered profane fire before Yahweh, which he commanded them not. And they went out fire from Yahweh and devoured them, and they died before Yahweh. Then Musa said to Aaron, "This is what the word of Yahweh said, I will be set apart through the actions of those that I have brought closer to me, and before all the people. I will be esteemed," and Aaron held his shalom. And Musa called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, "Come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp." So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Musa had said. And Musa said to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Ithamar, his sons, "Uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest you die, and lest wrath come upon all the people, but let your brethren, the whole Bais of Israel, bewail the burning which Yahweh has kindled. And you shall not go out from the door of the tent of the appointed times, lest you die, for the anointing oil of Yahweh is upon you." And they did according to the word of Musa. And Yahweh spoke to Aaron, saying, "Do not drink wine nor strong drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tent of the appointed times, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that you may distinguish between set apart and not set apart, and between clean and unclean, and that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken to them by the hand of Musa." And Musa spoke to Aaron, and to Eleazar, and to Ithamar, his sons that were left, "Take the grain offering that remained of the offerings of Yahweh, made by fire, and eat it without the leaven beside the altar, for it is most set apart. And you shall eat it in the set apart place, because it is your due, and your sons' due, of the sacrifices of Yahweh made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the whey breast and the contribution thigh shall you eat in a clean place, you and your sons and your daughters with you, for they be your due and your sons' due, which are given out of the sacrifices of shalom offerings and of the children of Israel. The heave shoulder and the weigh breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat to wave it for a wave offering before Yahweh, and it shall be your and your sons with you by a statute forever, as Yahweh has commanded." And Musa diligently sought the goat of the transgression offering, and behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, "Why have you not eaten the transgression offering in the set-apart place, seeing it is most set apart, and Elohim has given it to you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before Yahweh? Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the set-apart place. You should indeed have eaten it in the set-apart place, as I commanded." And I had answered to Musa, "Behold, this day have they offered their transgression offering, and their burnt offering before Yahweh, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the transgression offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of Yahweh?" And when Musa heard that, he was content. Now notice, when Aaron's sons die, Yahweh spoke this soon after the incident with Aaron's sons, so likely what is believed by the rabbinic side is that they were likely in the influence of drink. They did not cover their heads properly as in the previous verse, and Moses warns not to cover your heads. Yet we find that many today also come before the Most High with heads uncovered. So here what we are seeing is an injunction for the tabernacle or the temple for future time periods, and that this is how it should be, that the priest, the Kohanim, it is their duty also. In verses 10:10, it tells us it is their duty to distinguish what is clean and what is unclean. That means that they have to decide kosher and kosher, scripture not scripture, and many other details that are only in the remit of the Kohanim and not for everybody else. So if anybody needs instructions, they need to go to the Kohen in their gates. And that Kohen in their gates can instruct them of what is right and what is wrong. So these are the lessons that we learn, that you're not to come before Yahweh when you're not supposed to. So here we saw the protocols being broken by two sons of Aaron, and the punishment was very severe and immediate. There was no time lapse. So we cannot play games with the God of Israel. End note.